This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. Like any half-sentient being hoping to keep this country from going the way of Rome in the time of Attila, I voted for Joe Biden 2 years ago. And like any half-sentient being hoping to keep this country's democracy from needing hospice care, I'm hoping I will not have to vote for Joe Biden 2 years from now, when he will be verging on his 82nd year. This goes for the other guy, too, that anti-democratic insurrectionist who'd be an octogenarian halfway through the second term he hopes to win. But as a non-suicidal independent liberal, I'm focused on what the Democratic Party, that gusher of heartbreaks, will cook up 2 years from now. Biden is upset that his own backers want him to step aside, and he's talking as if running again is a done deal. He can't be blamed. To begin with, he's not been nearly as disastrous as the Wall Street Journal editorial page and its gutter snipes at Fox would make him out to be. He's handled the war in Ukraine almost brilliantly, though most of us probably wish he showed as much skill handling domestic affairs. Inflation isn't his doing, unless we're willing to blame similar inflation in New Zealand, Britain, France, and Zimbabwe on him. True, he's developed a flair for intransigence that seems awfully similar to that of his Republican opponents when they were in power. He learned from those years. There's no compromising with that junta, not in its current pathology. But at the same time, he's not learned to deal with the extremists or spoilers in his own party. Biden's age shows itself every day. He's old, he's shaky, he's uninspiring, he's often embarrassing, and he's beginning to put his own self-importance ahead of the good of the country. If this is ageism, so be it. We tend to put too much stock in old people in this country, buying into the myth that age equals wisdom. It doesn't. Age equals narrower arteries and narrower minds. I'll take a 16-year-old's judgment in the voting booth over that of a 75-year-old any day. Unfortunately, we're suffering the onslaught of the boomer generation, the most selfish generation in the history of the planet, as its age and self-indulgence shape our politics both left and right. It doesn't bode well, and Biden is Exhibit A. He has another reason to be clinging to power. The Democratic bench is pitiful. I could understand if this was 1972, when the Democrats' best and brightest had either been assassinated or had shot themselves in the foot, leaving the likes of Nixon and Kissinger to do to Democrats what they did to Cambodia. But this isn't 1972. Democrats have been spared assassinations, untimely deaths, or even, the unnecessary departure of Al Franken aside, scandalous resignations for two generations. They should be brimming with leadership potential, and I don't mean Kamala Harris. Instead, they look disorganized, disunited, and bankrupt, the moderates among them as foreign to their party as moderate Republicans are in the GOP. That's the overriding sickness at the heart of the democracy. Biden was the right moderate at the right time to solder a wreck of a country back together. But the longer he insists on his 2024 illusion, the more difficult he'll make it for the next generation of Democrats to emerge from the sclerosis he represents. Democrats are heading for a bloodbath in November. If Biden wants to keep being a healer, he should announce then that his first term will be his last and that Ukraine isn't the only democracy he can save by making room for the next, much younger leader in his party. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.